This week's Parshas, Parshas Tzav, it also is Parshas Parah. We have 4 weeks where we read special add-ons to the weekly portion. We did Shkalim. We also have done Parshas Zachar. And this week is Parshas Parah. And the last is HaChodesh. Now this week, Parah is, we read from Chukas, where we read about the red heifer. The idea that there is a process that allows one who has been exposed to a dead body and has become spiritually impure by that contact with the dead body. And so we have the paraduma, which allows one to reverse and to correct whatever damage occurs on the spiritual plane when exposed to the tumah, to the spiritual impurity of a dead body. Now, the reason we read Parshas Parah here is because it's a lead up to the holiday of Pesach, and one of the central important ideas of the holiday is the bringing of the Karban Pesach, bringing the Paschal Lamb, and so, in order to be able to do that, to be able to bring that sacrifice, one has to be in a state of spiritual purity. And so, therefore, to prepare for it, we now start here in talking about the process of the paraduma that now leads us and will allow us to then bring the Karban Pesach. Now, we have to, because we're so, in a certain sense, we're so distant from the idea of sacrifices, of bringing karbanot. So it's important to just think for a second, to just discuss how important that karban was. The idea of bringing the Paschal Lamb, it actually is something that there are different types of karbanot, there are different types of sacrifices. Some were completely burnt on the altar, the karban olah. Chatas, asham, sin offerings, also not eaten. But when it comes to carbon shlamim, that is a carbon that the way that we bring the sacrifice is half of it's burnt and half of it's eaten by the people who bring it. Now, what's interesting and unique about the carbon Pesach is that the carbon Pesach is satz shlamim. That means that it's eaten. Half of it's eaten. Half of it's burnt on the altar. But the thing that stands out about the Karban Pesach is that it must be eaten within a group. It can't be eaten by an individual. It has to all be eaten in one day, or it actually less than that. And that the idea of the way it's set up is that it needs to be done together as a community. And so that as the Jewish people, when they were in Egypt and they were ready to leave, Hashem gave us this commandment to bring this Paschal Lamb. Part of it was to show their emunah, their belief, and so therefore they had to put blood on their doorposts, and that's when we have this idea that Hashem passed over, he was poseach, he passed over their homes. But also they had to eat it as a group, as a community, so that in the process of coming out of Egypt, and when we come back to Pesach every year, this idea of having the communal experience of coming together as a community is very much enshrined by the idea of Karban Pesach. There is this idea that when a person converts to Judaism, that there might be one of the things that they might have to do is actually bring a Karban Pesach, because that again is an expression of joining the group, so to speak. Something that we don't require, but again, the theme, the important idea of the Karban Pesach is that it has to be shared. It has to bring the people together as a community to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So here we are on the parsha of Parah, where we are getting ready to prepare ourselves to be in the proper state of spiritual purity to then, in turn, be able to bring the Karban Pesach, which again, because we're so distant from it, but the takeaway, one of the major takeaways, is that it's something that binds us as a community, that we have to come together as a community in bringing of the Korban Pesach. So now, just as a secondary thing, in the midst of reading about the different Korbanot, we have the parsha starts with the Ola. It talks about a Mincha, the flower offering, Asham, Chatas, etc., and then talks about Aaron and the consecration of Aaron and his family into the service as the priests and the high priest. But the idea of Korbanot, something that's in important in terms of just in the context of leading up to the holiday of Pesach, and that is that when the original conversation of Avram asking God, how will I know when Hashem promised him that his children will inherit the land? So he asked, "B'maydak Hiroshen, how will I know that they will inherit the land?" And the answer God gives Avram is sacrifices, the karbanot. He has to take all these different animals, and we have the Brit Ben Abisarim, the splitting of the animals. But the Maharal explains that Hashem's answer to Avram's question is, how will I know? And the answer is, the sacrifices. And so the Maharal explains, and this is a very important idea as well, is that the way that the karbanot work, the reason that they can work is because what Hashem was telling Avram is, your kids are on a special level. Your children have been gifted with souls, with souls that are coming from a very high place. And therefore, because they come from such a high place, even when they interact and do things that are not necessarily proper and potentially could be spiritually damaging, because they come from such a high spiritual plane, the karbanot can actually work to help rectify whatever damage is done because they come from such a lofty place. In a certain sense, the idea is because of that lofty soul, the damage that could be done, you know, God forbid, is not as serious because of that. The loftiness, in a certain sense, protects them from really getting, in a certain sense, if I would say it, soiled from the improper activity. And so the idea that we should remember that as we come to the holiday of Pesach, what we're going to be doing is celebrating our becoming a nation. And it's from that conversation. We're coming from an Abraham, an Isaac, and a Jacob. And God's initial conversation with Abraham is, your kids will ultimately inherit the land. But how so? First of all, they're coming from a very lofty place. Hence, sacrifices work for them. But number two is that they're going to have to go through a process of exile, servitude. But through that process of difficulty, they'll grow and become a nation who will then be ra'oi, who will be deserving of inheriting this special land called the Land of Israel. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.